This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
We have Anna Brown. Anna Brown's the Director of Advocacy, I should say, from the Human Rights Law Commission. Good morning there, Anna. How are you?
Hi, Tess. How are you going?
Great to have you on air this morning. Today is the World Human Rights Day. Could you tell us what that means?
Sure. Well, today's an annual day where we celebrate the establishment of the United Nations system and the human rights system that really sets out a fundamental set of principles that applies to everyone across the world and recognises their inherent dignity as human beings. So at the Human Rights Law Centre, we work to protect and promote human rights in Australia, and we use those the UN system to do that, but also the courts in Australia, and work to reform laws in the Parliament as well to make sure they reflect those standards and uphold dignity, equality and fairness for everyone.
Fantastic.
Hi, Anna. It's Macker. I'm interested. You know, we see that governments of all colours at different times push back against organisations like yourself, and but particularly against individuals who are trying to assert their human rights. Do you ever? I mean, I always wonder what drives people to hold those views so strongly that people aren't entitled to basic decency, that being a refugee is not illegal. Do you ever wonder what really drives that agenda?
Yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
you know, if I knew the answer, I probably wouldn't have a job, which would be great. Unfortunately, I think all too often politicians play into fear and you know, some of the prejudice that unfortunately still lives within our community, and that's what we see happen play out in the refugee debate, where people are dehumanised, and that dignity that we all hold as human beings is lost in the debate, and it becomes a debate about protecting our borders and playing into people's fear about people that are different from them, that that might be, you know, obviously they're fleeing for safety, and that's, and Australia offers that safe haven, and under international human rights law, they have that right to seek safety when they're fleeing a war-torn country, and we have an obligation to play our role. But all of that gets lost when you you know, drum up a very sort of militaristic and no, I don't think there's always overt racism, but certainly that plays into the debate about refugees and playing into to some people's fears about people from different cultures.
So, Anna, the Human Rights Law Centre has done some really great work this year. Can you talk us through some of the high points for you of 2016 and what you've achieved in the last 12 months?
Sure. Well, it has been a busy year. We've had In the refugee space in particular, my colleague Daniel Webb and others have partnered with Get Up around the Let Them Stay campaign. So we had, actually a couple of hundred of clients that we were acting for in a high court case to try and prevent the return of these people to Nauru, to a place where they've been in the past indefinitely housed in squalid or conditions that UN agencies have have described as inhumane, and also for particular cohorts such as gay refugees, placing them at incredible risk of harm. So we've heard about women being assaulted in Nauru, I myself are assisting directly to gay men who are living in Nauru who have been attacked on the island both by the locals and fellow refugees, unfortunately, because of their sexual orientation. It's a small island the size of Melbourne Airport, so it's pretty hard to hide the fact that you're in a relationship with someone of the same sex. And but as well as the refugee work, just this week, my colleague Ruth Barson was in the Supreme Court in Victoria. Unfortunately, even though the Andrews government has a really impressive record on many human rights issues, particularly LGBTI rights, they announced a policy of sending a number of young people and imprisoning them in one of our toughest adult prisons, and we've launched proceedings to try and prevent those children from being housed inappropriately in an adult prison in pretty alarming conditions that the National Children's Rights Commissioner
We've covered that issue on this show over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. Oh, you've covered.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, you interviewed Ruth the other week. But let's look at the highlights. Like, that's two pretty negative areas, but you'd be aware that the Andrews government also made a world-first apology to people that were victims in our community around...
I attended that.
..the criminalisation of homosexuality, and along with others, I played a role there, and it was a key recommendation of a report we released a couple of years ago with other LGBTI community organisations, and we worked with the government to make sure the stories and voices of men with convictions for historical criminal homosexual offences were heard in that apology. And it was, as you would know, it was such a moving and profound moment in Victoria's history. And in fact, just last week I was in South Australia where Jay Weatherill, the Premier there, also apologised to the LGBTIQ community for all discrimination against them in the law in South Australia over the history of the state. So there's been some really positive and profound, very moving for me personally, moments throughout the year that I've been very lucky to be a part of because of my work at the centre.
That's something I wanted to ask you. And getting to this point, getting to an apology and having adoption laws passed in South Australia, et cetera, et cetera, it's a hard slog to get to that point, and it can take years. So for someone like yourself who works so hard in trying to action change, when you finally achieve that, how does it feel for you to sit there and hear an apology from the Premier on something that you've been working on for so long?
Oh, it's incredible. And just to be there with my clients in Victoria, one of my clients, Tom Anderson, had been literally fighting for recognition, that symbolic recognition that what was done to him was wrong. He was actually a young 15-year-old when he was convicted of buggery. The conviction wasn't recorded because he was a young person, so practically speaking, the conviction didn't have an impact on his life. But because he was, effectively would be considered a victim of sexual abuse today because it was an older man that groomed him and then his parents reported to the police, they turned around and charged him with buggery. It was a horrifying story. So for what was so important to Tom was that the state recognised that should not have happened to him, that he didn't do anything wrong. So he stayed at my house and I took him around to do some media, and he was so emotional and so overwhelmed. And that was, that was such an incredible experience to share that with him.
Anna, that's a pretty good segue into an issue that we discussed earlier on in the show today with the Minister for Equality, Martin Folley. And there are a couple of key pieces of legislation that directly affect our community that were actually beaten down in Parliament just this very week. I'm assuming that you're across all of that and that you're aware of those two pieces of legislation. So how did you feel about that? I imagine that you and your organisation will have done countless of hours of work to build up the case and support these legislative reforms.
Yeah, that was hugely disappointing. I've been working with Transgender Victoria and others for over a year and, really closely with the government to develop what was actually going to be world best practice, you know, picking up all the different positive bits from Ireland, Malta, Argentina, all the countries that have moved forward to recognise, you know, the injustices faced by trans and intersex people in this space. So it wasn't surprising in the end that the legislation was voted down, because we'd been talking to the coalition and the crossbench members. But, I mean, the fact that we had a coalition government that had a positive agenda on trans health and wellbeing whilst in government has now, and that the Liberal Party could not find within itself to have a conscience vote on this legislation, that sealed its fate.
It's extraordinary, isn't it? It's extraordinary.
Yeah.
It just feels like hypocrisy, doesn't it, in some ways?
Yeah, but it shows how effective this... I mean, essentially we've got a culture war now that is fueled by prejudice, fear and misunderstanding, and fueled by organisations like the Australian Christian Lobby, and the coalition has bowed to that culture war, and Matthew Guy, an opposition leader who, you know, stood up there for the apology and supported adoption equality last year. I mean, we have to really call the Liberal Party and the National Party, because they didn't support this either, out and ask them, where were you, and what and your record on LGBTI equality is severely diminished.
You will hear a lot more about this issue on this program, I can assure you.
Yeah.
Anna, we are out of time, unfortunately, and the real reason we wanted to speak with you today was to ask you to, in like two bullet points and no more, talk to us about your fundraising campaign, which is on at the moment. Tell us what it's about and how people can donate.
Sure. Well, it is Human Rights Day, so this week has been Human Rights Week, and for this week we've got some really kind organisational donors that are matching any donation that people want to make to our organisation dollar for dollar. So until midnight tonight, people can jump online, www.hrlc.org.au, and make a donation, no matter how big or small. Every dollar you can donate to us will contribute to the work that we do to advance human rights in Victoria, but also further afield. And with only 5% of our money or funding coming from government sources, we rely on appeals like this to keep resourcing our staff and our organisation. So if anyone listening is interested and wants to give, they've got till midnight this evening.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Anna.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.